If you're one of the millions of Americans who can't work because of a serious injury or illness, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. It doesn't matter if you've applied before and the government has said no. Let the experienced attorneys at Bill Gordon & Associates help you get the Social Security disability you deserve. Their team of attorneys have been fighting for benefits for people just like you for over 20 years. And best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. There are many conditions that make you eligible, including some you may not even be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call Bill Gordon and Associates today for your free no-obligation consultation. See if you qualify for the Social Security benefits you need and deserve. 800-470-4453. 800-470-4453. That's 800-470-4453.
Welcome to America's Dining and Travel Guide with your host, Pierre Wolf. Heard live for 2 hours every week. You're always invited to join the conversation. Call Pierre live at 1-855-4-BIZ-TALK. That's 855-424-9825. And now, here's your host, Pierre Wolf.
Welcome, everyone. Thank you for joining me here on America's Dining and Travel Guide. Now in the 60th year, I'm on the air. None other than my wonderful neighbor and his lovely wife, Justine. None other than Price Witherell. And you, Price, will tell everyone what you're doing with a wonderful TV production that you have going, not only in Pyeongchang, South Korea Olympics that you filmed, but a lot more. Hello, Price.
Hello, Pierre. How are you?
Doing okay. How are things with you?
I'm very well. I just came back from the mountains, and I didn't want to come home back, but although beautiful downtown Denver is great this time of year.
You know, we want to talk a little bit about Colorado, where I arrived many years ago. And you know that we've been neighbors now for I don't know how many years with your parents and with you and your wonderful little boy, Sammy. Tell people how you got involved with TV productions. Price?
Well, Pierre, I started in 1990. I graduated from the Colorado Institute of Art here in Denver and wanted to get into a photography program, but was very intrigued by the television aspect that they had. And I went through an associate degree program for 18 months, and then I got my degree, and I just hit the ground running. And I got a job working for a real television company that was producing a mobile skiing, and that's something I really loved to do. And then that was the beginning of my career.
Wonderful. Let's talk about that beautiful state of ours, namely Colorado. And you have been up in the mountains, and what are some of the things that people should know and never hear about, whether it would be rafting in Lower Colorado River or Kremlin? Go ahead. Things that people don't know. Go ahead.
Pierre, I grew up in Denver, but, you know, the moment that I graduated from high school, I moved up to Winter Park in 1982, and that was where I started my career as being a ski bum. But, you know, as far as all the other places, I've lived in Vail, I've lived in Steamboat, I lived in Winter Park for a few years, and I've lived in different places. But, you know, it's nice to have the ability to have the big city but be able to get up in the mountains. But as far as, you know, one of my passions is skiing and also rafting, and I really love to, there's so many great rafting adventures you can do. There's one in particular that we spoke about earlier, was it's called the Pump House to Rancho, and you put in outside of Kremlin, Colorado, and it's a beautiful float, and it's very popular in the summertime. There's great fishing, you can do it in a day, and it's just a must do, you know, for the families or anyone that wants to come to Colorado and experience the beautiful wildlife.
You know, we can't leave out a place like Aspen, Colorado. Do you like that place at all?
I do love Aspen. Aspen's not, it's not for everyone. I mean, it's absolutely gorgeous, but it's, you know, it's very ritzy. There's a lot of people that have a lot of money that don't actually live there. They have their fourth and fifth homes. It's absolutely stunning, and I know why people like to go there. But being a ski bum, one of my favorite places to live was Steamboat Springs, Colorado. It was actually a ranching community in the beginning, and then it just turned into a ski town over many, many years. And I'm proud to say that they have a huge Olympic program there. And there are more Winter Olympians that actually have lived in Steamboat and currently live in Steamboat than any other athletes in the United States. So they have quite a big program for athletes that that are all Olympians.
You know, we can't forget Estes Park, which will lead us to where? Go ahead, Price Wetherill.
Estes Park is on the it's on the opposite side of the Continental Divide, outside of Denver, and it's absolutely stunning. It's a great little mining town. Lots of great hiking. You know, there's Brainerd Lake. There's just like rock shops and fun stuff to do. It's a great little community, and it's been obviously here for many years. And I believe it was an old mining town, and then once again, it just sprouted a beautiful, comfortable place for people to fish and ski and live and teach. And it's just a beautiful place to be.
You know, the mining was a very important part. And where is a famous mining town in Colorado, Price Wetherill?
You know, Pierre, ironically enough, there's a place called Silverton, Colorado, and it's
right
on the other side of Red Mountain Pass in between Ouray and Telluride. And it's a destination town, and they do have a ski area there, and it's second to none, but it's for very expert skiers. But as far as tourism goes, you know, that part of the country is just of our state is absolutely amazing. And it's still very rich in mining culture and history, and that, I think that's really where they make a lot of their money off the tourism of that. And it is absolutely stunning. You can also take a train from Silverton to Durango, which is just an amazing trip.
I'm glad you brought up train rides, because I've done so all over the world, and particularly Europe uses trains just about to any place, particularly small villages need train station and train service. But here in Colorado, it is just gorgeous sights that you will experience when you ride a train. Is that right, Price Wetherill, my good neighbor?
Yes, Pierre. And actually, you know, you can still take a train from the Union Station here in Denver, and you can take it all the way to the West Coast. But one of the most iconic places that it takes you through is it takes you to Winter Park, Colorado, which is that whole mountain experience is just unbelievable. They only run this service for skiing, obviously, in the wintertime, but the train stops right there at the ski area. But it continues to go all the way through. And that train, by the way, used to be called the Salad Bowl Express. It was the same train that used to take vegetables from the West Coast all the way to the East Coast, and that's when obviously train travel and train import and export was very, very important.
We can't leave out talking about Vail, Colorado. Many wonderful opportunities to bring home gifts, and dining out is very popular in Vail with many fine restaurants. Have you, Price Wetherill, enjoyed some of these places?
Vail is an amazing town. I lived there for a few years in my youth, and you know, it's changed a lot. There's a lot of money up there now. It's not like it was in 1950 when there was nothing there. Even in the early 90s when I ended up living there, it was starting to boom. But right now they've put in so much money in the infrastructure there. It almost looks like Chamonix. There's huge, big buildings, and you know, it looks like you're in, you know, in like the French Alps, if you will. It's a little overdone, and it is very expensive, but it is second to none. And the restaurant, Pepe Gosshammer, is Pepe's is one of the oldest restaurants in Vail, and it is just a sight to see. I mean, You know, the summertime is great. The fall's even better. And if you love to ski, just come in the middle of the dead winter, and it is fantastic.
Absolutely gorgeous. Even though you got to bring your checkbook or whatever you're using to pay, it's quite expensive, but not to be left out. Any place that we haven't mentioned, the Four Corners?
You know, Telluride is a place that it has to be on your bucket list. You know, if you love to ski, it has everything. The summertime is fantastic. They have huge festivals. You know, the food, it's a pretty much of a destination spot, Pierre. It's relatively pretty far from Denver, you know, and once you get there, you stay there, but it is absolutely fantastic. And then don't forget also in the Four Corners, you also have Mesa Verde, which is one of the oldest Anasazi ruins ever founded. And that's a whole other story I'll tell you about later. One of my distant relatives was Richard Wetherill. He was the first one to actually find the Anasazi ruin, but we'll talk about that some other time. But that's a beautiful place to go as well.
None other than my good neighbor just right across the street in Denver, Colorado, with his lovely wife, Justine, and a little boy called Sammy. And what's the dog's name?
We have a 122-pound Great Dane. His name is Roscoe, and he's a good boy. And
Roscoe. We'll be back with Price. Don't go away, Price. Much more to come. We'll talk about some places outside the United States and Colorado. With Price Wetherill and your host, Pierre Wolf. Back in a moment. Glad you joined us. Thank you very much.
Scotch, one bourbon, one beer. One scotch, one bourbon.
Hever believes all people deserve dignity, opportunity, and a future free from hunger. That when people are provided the right tools, education, and livestock, they will transform their lives. Since 1944, Hever International has given help, healing, and hope to millions of impoverished families in the U.S. and worldwide. You can visit heifer.org to purchase a gift that grows. It may just be the best gift you'll ever give, the gift of everlasting change.
In 1925, Broadmoor Hotel's founder, Spencer Penrose, built a honeymoon lodge high atop Cheyenne Mountain in Colorado. Today, you'll find the Broadmoor Hotel and Resort as one of our nation's most highly rated resorts. 5 diamond and 5 stars, outstanding cuisine, a magnificent new infinity pool, world-class golf and tennis, and a state-of-the-art spa. Visit the Broadmoor with its breathtaking mountain environment in Colorado Springs, Colorado. Avail yourself of family packages and summer specials at the Grand Dame of the Rockies, the Broadmoor Hotel. Enjoy Rocky Mountain grandeur at the Broadmoor Hotel. For more information, call 1-800-634-7711. That's 1-800-634-7711. For those of you who've never visited Colorado or Colorado Springs, visit the internet at www.broadmoor.com.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-217-5107. 800-217-5107. That's 800-217-5107.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, $10,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-285-4765 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-285-4765. Again, 800-285-4765.
As a small business owner, there's one word that you absolutely dread: payroll. For small businesses, it's a big burden. You may think you're saving time and money doing it yourself, but come on, are you? Timesheets, processing checks, calculating taxes, a total waste of your time. Paychex simplifies payroll processing, saving you time and money. Submit your payroll online, fax it in, or call your dedicated Paychex payroll specialist, and you're done. Learn more at TryPaychex.com. Come on, do the math. The IRS dishes out 8 million penalties a year. Make one mistake and you're on the hook. On average, you're losing nearly one business day every month doing payroll. That's time and money you'll never get back, unless you get Paychex. More than 500,000 small businesses already do. Call 877-649-5324. Trade payroll pressure for peace of mind. Call now. 877-649-5324. That's 877-649-5324.
Biz Talk Radio.
My good neighbor, Price Russell, and his lovely wife, Justine, and little boy, Sammy, and Roscoe the dog. He is the man that travels and videotapes and produces things. You still remember South Korea?
Oh, I absolutely do. Price? It's an amazing country. It's a beautiful country.
What memories are you bringing back from there?
Well, currently, as I'm sitting on my back porch when it's 80 degrees, I was thinking about how cold it was when I was there. I was in Seoul and in all parts, different parts of South Korea. But, you know, we spoke earlier about this, is that, you know, I was really surprised at how cosmopolitan the city of Seoul was. And there's a lot of money. It's a very competitive. It'd be almost their version of New York City. It's the wealth there is staggering compared to what's going on in the northern part of their country.
Your work with video productions gets you all around the world. Before we go outside the U.S. and talk about your travel to various parts of the world, let's go back to the commercial I heard about the Broadmoor Hotel. Isn't that a fabulous place, and the surrounding area, the Air Force Academy, the Red Rocks? Speak about that part, Price Russell.
Yeah, you know, I was just thinking about that when I heard the commercial, because you're right, Pierre. It is that is one of the most iconic places. I'm sure that it's probably one of the oldest hotels in Colorado. And they have, in particular, things I remember is they have the most amazing Sunday brunches. And it's an awesome place to go, you know, to take mom for Mother's Day or just any kind of time, or even if you want to get away for the weekend. Also, that surrounding area has, it's just right along the Rockies there. The Air Force Academy is very close to there as well. That's also another place to see. And then you can go a little bit further to Roxborough Park. And it's just, you can make an entire weekend of going down there with the food and, you know, providing the weather holds, which it normally does past this point in the year. It is amazing. And I actually look forward to going there again.
Righto. Now, we spoke about traveling to various other parts of the world. What do you remember and what stays with you in your memory bank forever? Price Israel, speak about outside the U.S.
I think one of the first places I ever left the United States was I went to Stockholm, Sweden, which was just an amazing place. I ended up spending a week in a place called Gamlestaden, which is a little island out in the proverbs the proper area of Stockholm, Sweden. And, you know, they're much different than we are, but it's all surrounded by water. There's lots of fresh fish, lots of great food. And I was there particularly in the summertime, which was great. And, you know, the sun comes out and people want to go go do things, and you would never know that that place, that 9 months out of the year, it's relatively pretty overcast and kind of cold, but still the culture is amazing.
While you are in the Baltic, you need to go to St. Petersburg, and there is this. Have you ever had a chance to visit there?
Price? I've never been to St. Petersburg, but I have been to Moscow a few times, and that's you know, that's it's an interesting place. You know, I don't want to speak ill. It wasn't my favorite place to go, just because it's a little dark, and the people don't seem as friendly as, you know, I come from Colorado. So, but if I spend a lot more time there, I mean, the culture is beautiful, the Kremlin, and you know, and all the artifacts and architecture is just fascinating. It really is. It's just a different culture. But yes, it's beautiful.
You're talking about Russia. What about Sochi? Did you cover those Olympics also in Russia? Sochi, that little town?
I did.
What do you remember? Go ahead. Speak about that.
They called it Sochi, and that is the city where they coined where a few of the athletic events were. But I ended up in a place called Rosa Couture, which was about 30 miles away, and that was just because I was covering a lot of events that were need to be more in the mountainous areas. We were doing freestyle, halfpipe, snowboarding, so forth. They dumped a lot of money into that area up here, and I would really love to see what it looks like now. And there's parts of that of the facilities they put in where you could tell that they never would have put money in there had they not had a reason to. You know, there were still a lot of people that didn't really look like they had electricity and running water, but that opportunity brought all that commerce in there. They have highways and fiber optics, and you know, kind of regenerize that part of the country that's absolutely stunning. And you know, for skiing, they didn't have a lot of it developed, but you could tell that probably by now they've actually realized that they could turn this into just an amazing ski area, if you will.
Right. Have you ever been to Japan, Bryce Whittle?
I've been to Osaka once for. I work for a company that used to do an international beach volleyball circuit, and I know that sounds like horrible work, but it was, you know, we were always on the beach, and Osaka, just like Tokyo, is it's a very, very, very fast-paced city. You know, living in the city, there's a lot of, there are more younger people than older people. It's just the older people tend to move out into the suburbs, so when you go to Osaka, and like I said, being from Colorado, it's a much different it's a much different fast-paced situation there. So when you get off a train, you better make sure you're staying in the right place, or they'll let you know, because they're all going in one direction. You better go with the flow.
Very good. What else do you recall? You've been to Spain also?
Yes, I've been to Spain. Barcelona has to be, I would bet, one of your favorite places as well. The city is
absolutely
amazing.
Yes.
It's a must see, you know. It's been around forever, obviously, and it's always changing. And one of my favorite sites to see is the Church of La Familia, which is just it's an architectural marvel, and it's always changing. They're always working on it. And if anyone's listening, you should actually Google it and look it up and see how many times they've changed it. So whenever you go there, it's most likely going to be under parts of it will be under construction, but. You know, Spain as a whole, even in Barcelona, it's just about food and culture and family. And, you know, some of these people don't
have forget the wine. Don't forget the Spanish wines. They're also very delightful. Did you ever taste them?
Right. Some sangrias and paellas. Yes,
there
and,
we
oh, yeah.
go.
That's, yeah.
Now
that,
you got my
yeah,
heart.
You're absolutely right. Well,
you
yeah,
know,
of course.
I wanted to say that travel should be part of everyone's life, outside or inside the beautiful country of ours. And I want to thank you and your family and your little boy, your lovely wife, and hello to everyone, and hope to see you soon again. And thank you for being a guest on America's Dining and Travel Guide. Much more to come. Thank you, Price Whittle. I'm Pierre Wolf, your host. Stay with us. Much more to come right here on Biz Talk Radio.
BizTalk News wants to feature your business as part of our Discovery feature, which highlights businesses that are not yet known nationally, but offer products or services that benefit BizTV viewers. Available in over 40 markets on broadcast TV and online via BizTVClub.com. BizTV wants to help get the word out about your business. If you're interested in having your business featured on a future episode of BizTalk Discovery, email us at discovery@BizTV.com.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-569-3414. That's 800-569-3414. Again, 800-569-3414.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp. Get started with your idea. Call for free information.
Call 1-800-607-8945. That's 1-800-607-8945.
Reason number 12 why you should own a ThermoSpa's hot tub? They require no attachment to your home's plumbing. Thanks to the ThermoSpa's unique built-in thermofiltration system that filters the water an incredible 144 times a day, you simply fill it with a garden hose and your water stays crystal clear with very little maintenance. Call to receive a free DVD and brochure and find out how you can own a ThermoSpa's hot tub for only a few dollars a day. Right now, they're offering 0% APR financing with approved credit and a $1,000 savings coupon, including free delivery, free chemicals, and a cash discount. And with models starting at $4,995, there will never be a better time to own a ThermoSpa's hot tub. So call now and ask about this limited time offer. Call ThermoSpa's today at 800-956-7183 for your free DVD and brochure. That's 800-956-7183. ThermoSpa's, hot tubs designed to improve your life. Call 800-956-7183 today to take advantage of 0% APR financing.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-670-2142. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-670-2142. 800-670-2142. That's 800-670-2142.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-245-0473. 800-245-0473. 800-245-0473. Call right now. That number again is 800-245-0473.
Biz Talk Radio.
Thank you again for joining me, Pierre Bull, each and every Sunday for 2 hours, right here on Biz Talk Radio's America's Dining and Travel Guide, now in its 30th year. We have a very special guest, a culinary director and author, who has written a beautiful book, produced one called Just Cook It, 145 built-to-be-easy recipes that are totally delicious. None other than Mr. Justin Chappell. Bienvenue. Welcome to my show, Justin.
Oh, thank you so much. It's such a pleasure speaking with you. It's my first time, and it's very exciting, so thanks for having me on.
Well, let me say something. You have had a fabulous background. And where do you join us from as we speak, Justin?
I am based in New York City, so I'm actually relaxing on this Sunday, so it's quite nice.
Very good. Let me ask you, the family background, did it give you the incentive to become involved culinarily speaking and later on to visit the great CIA Culinary Institute of America? Justin?
My family definitely inspired me quite a bit. My grandma was an amazing cook, and she taught me a lot when I was growing up. And, we used to watch Julia Child together. We used to watch Jacques Pepin together. And so I think at an early age, I had this kind of calling, I think, to become a chef, which is what I ultimately did when I, as I got older and became an adult.
What culinary financial need did you have to produce to attend the CIA, which, by the way, I want you to know, I go back years and years, I interviewed someone by the name of Ferdinand Metz. Is that familiar to you, that name?
It's funny because I do a lot of interviews, and I actually went to the French Culinary Institute here in New York, but it's so funny because so many people think, it's probably because I'm a big advocate of culinary school, a lot of people do think that I went to the CIA, but it's probably, hopefully nobody from my culinary school is listening, but the CIA is probably the best culinary school in the country.
I actually interviewed the director and president, Ferdinand Metz. Can you believe that, going back that many years?
Incredible. That's really incredible.
He was traveling away from Albany, New York, and so he forgot, so he stopped the car and went to a telephone booth to do the show with me. Now, is that something?
That's incredible. I'm surprised he was able to find one from on the way from Albany. There are so many rural roads up there.
Indeed. Now, you have been on many different shows, and are you also the editor of the Test Kitchen of Food and Wine? Is that correct?
Yeah, so I've done quite a bit of television shows. Most notably, I'm a regular contributor on the NBC's Today Show. I'll actually be on there tomorrow with Kathy Lee and Hoda Kotb, preparing some recipes for my beautiful new book, Just Cook It. But I've worked at Food and Wine for Food and Wine magazine for over 8 years now in their test kitchen, and I'm currently the culinary director for them, overseeing much of the development in New York and a lot of other culinary projects that we do, including my video series, Mad Genius Tips, which was a couple years ago nominated for a James Beard Award, which, as I'm sure you know, is pretty prestigious, and I'm very lucky to have had that opportunity.
You have achieved and produced a lot of things that people might be very jealous trying to compete with you. Have you written other books prior to Just Cook It?
Yeah, so in 2016, I wrote my first cookbook, which was called Mad Genius Tips, and it was based on the video series I just mentioned, which is all about shortcuts in the kitchen and finding new inventive ways of doing things. And so that book was pretty much full of a ton of shortcuts, full of, I think, 90 shortcuts. But then in Just Cook It, I've brought some similar shortcuts, but more of them are industry tips and things I've learned from chefs along the way that I've incorporated in the 145 recipes that are in this book, just to kind of give people the confidence in the kitchen and, you know, to prepare recipes any day of the week, but also to make, you know, to make cooking fun again, home cooking fun again.
You know, anyone can write, but you produced a beautiful book with gorgeous photography. Who actually helped you with the photography in the book?
So I just cook it. So I had a really, really talented photographer, food photographer named David Malosh. He's based here in New York. He's out of Brooklyn. He does a lot of really, really beautiful books. But you're right. I mean, I leaf through my book, and I'm just amazed at the level of photography that's in there. It's really impressive to me. And I don't take credit for the photography. I definitely give it all to David. But he's incredibly talented, and I'm so lucky that he was able to do this book with me.
You're listening to Justin Scheffel, a culinary director with a new book called Just Cook It, and you chose Just Get It. That's what you should do. And explain a word, Justin, please, that often appears, hack. What do you mean by food hack, H-A-C-K?
So a food hack is a pretty popular term nowadays, and basically what it refers to is a shortcut. So, you know, doing something in the kitchen that makes a task or prepping something a little bit easier. And I do a lot of those in my video series for Food and Wine. My first book, Mad Genius Tips, was all based on that. But, you know, it could be something as simple as peeling a hard-boiled egg with a spoon. That's a food hack. Or it could also be one of the ones that I do every now and then is I peel a mango using a drinking glass, like a pint glass. And these are some of the shortcuts that I was mentioning that are, you know, sprinkled throughout the book. And they're really fun, and they're just like a really neat way of kind of making things a little bit easier in the kitchen.
Any cuisine that stands out in a book called Just Cook It, French, European, modern American, what would you say?
It's definitely very global. It's inspired by many different cultures and many different cuisines. But, you know, I am classically trained in French technique, and so as I went to the French Culinary Institute. And so you'll see a lot of French technique throughout the book, but not technique that's really intimidating or overwhelming. It's all stuff that I've kind of, over the years, I've found simpler ways of doing it so that cooking at home is a lot easier, but you'll definitely see a lot of French influence throughout the book.
Is the career of being a chef involved with restaurant or hotel kitchens, whatever it might be, or cooking aboard a cruise ship, is that still a position that you recommend some of the young people to enter?
Oh, sure. I mean, I definitely think people should enter that industry, because without people becoming restaurant chefs and even chefs on cruise lines, as you mentioned, I mean, where are we going to go eat? I mean, we're going to cook at home, but I definitely love to eat out. And I worked in restaurants for years, and it's definitely a tough career. It's something that's definitely a lot of work, and you really have to love it in order to be able to do it. But I definitely think that if it's a passion of yours and somebody likes cooking, I definitely think it's worth pursuing. I mean, I started out in restaurants, and I was in them for a little while before joining publishing and going to work at Food and Wine magazine, and I just loved working in restaurants.
What restaurants stand out in New York currently? Justin Scheffel, the author of Just Cook It, and you should just get it. What restaurant attract you, and are they all involved with modern American cuisine? Nouvelle cuisine?
Well, I think that actually my favorite restaurant in New York right now, I think it's definitely one of the top three restaurants in New York City, is actually based in Brooklyn, and it's a friend of mine named Missy Robbins. She has a restaurant called Lilia, and it's actually Italian. It's pretty, it's not Italian-American, but it's more...
Hold it just a moment. We're nearing a break, and we're going to go back to Lillian in just a few moments with none other than Justin Scheffel, the author of Just Cook It. 2 hours each and every Sunday with your host, Pierre Bull. Back in a moment.
Heifer believes all people deserve dignity, opportunity, and a future free from hunger. That when people are provided the right tools, education, and livestock, they will transform their lives. Since 1944, Heifer International has given help, healing, and hope to millions of impoverished families in the U.S. and worldwide. You can visit heifer.org to purchase a gift that grows. It may just be the best gift you'll ever give, the gift of everlasting change.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now.
800-834-4690. 800-834-4690. That's 800-834-4690.
Attention all authors. Page Publishing is looking for authors. Have you written a book and want to get it published? Page Publishing will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, Apple iTunes, and other outlets. They handle all aspects of the publishing process for you. Printing, cover art, publicity, copyright, and editing. Call 800-557-6095 now for your free author submission kit. That's 800-557-6095 for your free author submission kit. Again, call 800-557-6095.
This is an urgent health notice for all residents suffering from back, neck, knee, and wrist pain. You may qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you, but the deadline is fast approaching. Simply call the Health Alert Hotline now.
You heard right. You may qualify for a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace. These items may even be covered by Medicare or your private insurance. The Health Alert Hotline is your brace company. These specialized braces have been tested for pain relief. Call us toll-free right now to determine your eligibility and to learn how to use your private insurance or Medicare to minimize your out-of-pocket cost. Don't wait. If the deadline passes, you may lose your opportunity to get a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace at little or no cost to you.
800-306-1760. 800-306-1760. 800-306-1760. That's 800-306-1760.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Attention! Are you moving soon and don't know who to turn to? If you are moving or planning to move long distance or across the country, Moving APT is offering up to a 20% discount for radio callers this month. Let us handle and remove all the pain and stress in a long-distance move. Let Moving APT help you with your all-inclusive move, including packaging services, help with washers and dryers, mounted TVs, bed frames, and more. We can include packing and unpacking services, or ask for boxes, tape, bubble wrap, or labels. We also disassemble and reassemble appliances and TVs at your new home. Moving is difficult and stressful, so call Moving APT today to find the most professional movers to support you. If you are looking for a low-cost quote to move long distance or across the country, call us now. Call 800-716-0362. 800-716-0362. Get a guaranteed quote with up to 20% off. 800-716-0362.
Biz Talk Radio.
Culinary director Justin Chappell nominated video series Mad Genius Tips and a lot more, and a beautiful book called Just Cook It. You were speaking about a favorite restaurant when we went to a break. Briefly go back to that, please, Justin.
Yeah, so my favorite restaurant in New York right now, the one that I think is probably one of the top three everyone should get there, is called Lilia, and it's in Brooklyn, New York, and it's the chef there is named Missy Robbins, and it's an Italian restaurant, but it's not Italian-American, so it's not the kind of place you go to and get red sauce Italian. It's pretty traditional, and it's more Mediterranean. It's very, very good. She has incredible homemade pasta, handmade pasta. I highly recommend it.
Okay, now let's go to your book. And it begins with pantry and equipment and basics. Do we need to spend a little time there, Mr. Culinary Director Justin Chappell?
Well, it definitely starts with two sections of the book that I think are really important, because really what I do is in my Just Cook It pantry, I list, you know, the basics that you need that every home cook should have on hand in order to make successful recipes at home. And, you know, that could be everything from oil and salt and pepper to vinegars and kinds of sauces or grains and flours that you might want to keep on hand. And then, of course, that section is followed by another section called must-have equipment, where I list the equipment that I think is essential to every home cook. And the important thing about both of these sections is they're not overwhelming, and the idea isn't to recommend purchasing a million different things, but rather pointing out the most important ones, whether it's ingredients or pots and pans.
All right. As far as snacks are concerned, there is a section in your book called Party Foods and Snacks. A little idea about that, please, Justin?
Sure. So I think, you know, one of the most fun I have in the kitchen is when I cook for other people, and I like to have little parties every now and then, whether it's on a weeknight or on a weekend. And so throughout this chapter, I give you some really fun, really simple ideas for snacks or food that you can serve when you're entertaining. Everything from new, really creative ways to serve crudité to different dips to serve with the crudité, but then I even offer some really fun versions of onion dip and hummus and even artichoke dip, but all of them are kind of reinvented with and have these kind of new modern twists.
What other segment of your book, and there are quite many, breakfast, brunch, soups, salads, pastas, which one should we take on next?
Well, you know, I happen to think the fish section is quite wonderful. The reason for that is because I think a lot of people are intimidated by preparing fish at home. And what I do throughout the chapter is I offer really simple ways that are really, really delicious for preparing food at home, whether you're in a tiny New York City apartment or you have, you know, a big house in California. It offers really nice ways of serving things. One section in particular in that chapter that I'm really fond of, and this speaks to my French training, is a little section that I call my love letter to en papillote, which means to cook in parchment packets. And I really do think that cooking fish in parchment packets is one of the best, most delicious ways of preparing it at home.
You know, from seafood, you bring up one thing that's not always popular. In my world travel, I visited various parts of the world that serve mussels. Do you like mussels, and is it treated under seafood?
Oh, yes, I love mussels, and I have a recipe for a Catalan-style mussels in the book, Just Cook It. But what's really great about the recipe is, because in my opinion, the best part about eating mussels is the broth. I don't know, how do you feel about that?
Absolutely. The broth is more important almost than the mussel itself. And to prepare the broth properly takes some knowledge. And
exactly.
I agree with you that the broth is utterly important.
Oh, yeah, it's utterly important, especially if you're going to serve it with bread, which I love to do. But the Catalan-style mussels in my book are really, really fun and delicious because I first start by frying some almonds in some olive oil, and what that does is it infuses the oil with the nuttiness of the almonds, and then I use that oil to saute the aromatics like onion and garlic, and then I even add chopped green olives, which give it this really delicious kind of salty bite.
You know, yeah, here in Colorado, where I've lived quite a number of years, all my American life, you bring about in your book, Just Cook It, trout schnitzel. We got a lot of trout here in Colorado. Speak about a schnitzel. Would you please?
Oh, yeah. Well, first of all, I love Colorado. I come to Denver and Aspen every year. I'll actually be in Denver for a book signing on June 12th at 7 p.m. at Tattered Cover.
I just was at a Tattered Cover yesterday.
I'll be at the Lodo store.
Yes.
On June 12th, doing a book signing at 7 p.m. So hopefully some of your audience will come and support. I'd love to meet everybody. But, you know, every year I make my way to Denver and I make my way to Aspen, and I've actually done some trout fishing in Colorado. And I love trout because I grew up in California where we have lots and lots of trout in Northern California. And so the recipe in my book for trout schnitzel is really interesting and fun because I actually offer a gluten-free version, which is the schnitzel made with potato flakes instead of flour, and it's really smart because, you know, many people nowadays have gluten allergies, and this is a really nice way of kind of reinventing a classic schnitzel and making it for a wider audience. And so what you do is you get potato flakes, which some people know them to be instant mashed potatoes, but really what they are just little shreds of potato that have been dried and dehydrated. But when you use them to crust fish or even chicken or even pork, when you pan fry them, they get really, 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 really crispy, and it's a really fun new way of serving schnitzel.
You got to get in touch before you come to Denver. Get in touch with me. Would you do that, please?
Yes, so definitely.
And we want to thank you for the time you took to talk about the book, Just Cook It, and give one word, the best dessert in the book. Quickly, please.
The peanut butter chocolate cherry cookies.
Wonderful. I want to wish you well. Just Cook It, a great book, and I want to see you in June. All of you, don't go away. the second hour of America's Dining.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
Biz Talk Radio.